Good morning, church. Our reading this morning is from the book of Matthew, that's chapter 21, verses 1 to 11. That's page 988 in the Red Pew Bibles. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, tell them that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of them and those that followed them shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." Then Jesus entered Jerusalem, and the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet." The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. My name's Sarah, and I'm going to be talking today. And first of all, I just want to start by saying congratulations. Can you hear me? Is this fine? Yeah. Congratulations to all of you today who have chosen to get baptized. What an amazing decision you've made. Today you have said yes. Do you know you've said yes to an adventure? Well, you have said yes. You have responded to Jesus' call. And as he says, "Will you follow me?" you have said yes. So can we just give them another round of applause? So you might have noticed that you've got a cross in your hand, and the reading was about Palm Sunday. So today we celebrate Palm Sunday, and have you got your crosses? Our palms, they would have been palms, we've got palm crosses. And Palm Sunday is the day that Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey to the cries of celebration, to the cries of Hosanna in the highest. And people threw their cloaks on the floor and they welcomed Jesus as their king. And Jesus' purpose in riding into Jerusalem was to make public his claim that he was the king, he was the Messiah. And this was the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecies. And the Jews had been waiting for a really long time to see who was going to come and save them from this life of oppression. And they looked to the scriptures as their clues. Who was this going to be? And Matthew, this passage that we've just had, it tells us that Jesus, it wasn't a mistake, Jesus coming on a donkey. It was an exact fulfillment of the prophecy in Zechariah. And I'm just going to read it. Zechariah 9:9. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." So Jesus rides into his capital city. Imagine it's like him riding into London on a donkey, and people hail him as king. So we celebrate that he was making public his response to the call of his father. So he'd lived on earth fully man, fully God, and he'd lived a normal but also a miraculous life. And Palm Sunday is this first step to Jesus riding closer and closer to Good Friday, the day when he would die on the cross to take all the sin of the world on his shoulders. So amidst all these cries of Hosanna and celebration, he was actually riding closer and closer towards his death, a death which would ultimately bring life for all mankind. And this was the purpose for which he had been called. And today, in some way, for all of you who have been baptized, today is your public Palm Sunday. You have said yes to being involved in God's purpose, his rescue plan. You have publicly made a stand to announce your allegiance to Jesus, King of Kings. So amidst all the cheers and the celebration, you have actually also chosen death. You have chosen a death to the old self. You have chosen death to the life of sin. It's been put to death, and you have a resurrection of the new life, the new self, and that has taken place in Jesus, and that is amazing. And in Romans 6, it said, "Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life." How amazing. So what is this new life that we have been called for? What is this new life that anyone who chooses to follow Jesus has been called for? In Romans 8, it says, "In all good things, God works for the good of those who love him according to his purpose." So this new life that you've been called to is a life of purpose. We have been called according to God's purpose. So what is this purpose? What is this purpose that we have all been called for? Well, our purpose is the most amazing thing. It is to have lives which look like Jesus's life. It is to have lives that look like Jesus's life. To have a life of miracles. Just as Gary said, a life of living in miracles, a life of love, a life of forgiveness, a life which impacts all that we come across. A life of faith which says, above all else, I choose Jesus and I choose his ways. So is that a life that we want to live? Is this a life that we say yes to? We are going to watch a short clip from a film, The Hobbit, The Unexpected Journey. And if any of you have seen it, it's the clip where Bilbo Baggins, who's the Hobbit, is being called by Gandalf to a life of adventure.
I was entirely respectable, and nothing unexpected ever happened.
Good morning.
What do you mean? Do you mean to wish me a good morning, or do you mean that it is a good morning whether I want it or not? Or perhaps you mean to say that you feel good on this particular morning? Or are you simply stating that this is a morning to be good on?
All of them at once, I suppose. Can I help you?
That remains to be seen. I'm looking for someone to share in an adventure.
An adventure? No, I don't imagine anyone west of Bree would have much interest in adventures. Nasty, disturbing, uncomfortable things. Make you late for dinner. Good morning.
To think that I should have lived to be good morning, my Belladonna Took's son, as if I were selling buttons at the door.
Beg your pardon?
You've changed, and not entirely for the better, Bilbo Baggins.
I'm sorry, do I know you?
Well, you know my name, although you don't remember I belong to it. I'm Gandalf. And Gandalf means... me.
Not Gandalf, the wandering wizard who made such excellent fireworks. Old Took used to have them on Midsummer's Eve. no idea you were still in business.
And where else should I be? Well, I'm pleased to find you remember something about me. Even if it's only my fireworks. Yes. Well, that's decided. It'll be very good for you. And most amusing for me. I shall inform the others.
Inform the who? What? No, no. No, wait. We do not want any adventures here. Thank you. Not today. Not. I suggest you try over the hill or across the water. Good morning.
Sorry, that's it. It's always disappointing when it ends. I find this clip really challenging because I think there is a part of me that relates to Bilbo Baggins. If we imagine for a moment that in the same way that Gandalf calls Bilbo, God calls us. When God calls us, do we say to him, no adventures, not today, makes you late for dinner? Or do we say yes? Bilbo Baggins does not look like the likely candidate for an adventure. Yet, Gandalf knows where he comes from, and he sees something in Bilbo that Bilbo does not see in himself. Bilbo Baggins is the son of Bungo Baggins and Belladonna Took. Done my research. The Took family, they represented the Shire's warrior breed. These were the hobbits who would ride to the defence as knights on errantries. And then the Baggins family, these represented the Shire's administrative breed. These were the ones who liked to hoard gold in their basements. Gandalf calls out the warrior in Bilbo. And after fighting it, Bilbo finally responds to the adventure and chooses to step out. And through this adventure, through stepping out into the unknown, he becomes the warrior that Gandalf knew him to be. And if anyone has seen The Hobbit or actually any adventure story, you know that the adventure is definitely not always easy. There are challenges. The hero has to dig really, really deep. There are times of fear. There are times of excitement. But there is something that drives the hero. It is a sense of purpose. It is a sense of knowing that they are called to something that is bigger than themselves. We, all of us, we are called by God. We are called to a purpose which is bigger than ourselves. Today, right now, we may not know what that looks like, and that is okay. But we are invited to respond to the call of Jesus. Will you follow me wherever I lead? It may cost us everything. Jesus' love and his following the call of his Father took him to the cross. He died and he took all of the things which separated us from God onto himself. And for a time, he himself was also separated by God. But he did that so that we could fully live in relationship with God, as was intended for us. And it was only as he gave everything up that true life was released to all of mankind. In Matthew, Jesus invites his disciples to follow him. And he says, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for me will find it. We today are invited to step into the unknown of following Jesus, of laying down our lives for him, but in doing that, of finding true life and bringing life to others. See, we do so many things in life to try and protect ourselves. We can, like Bilbo, can fear the unknown. We don't want to risk being uncomfortable. But by trying to protect ourselves, we actually do lose our lives, because we never fully become alive. We get battered by the world, we get hurt, we start to believe lies about ourselves, and we forget that we were created in the image of God. We start to think, not me, I can't possibly be called for a purpose. But the thing is, we are. And Gandalf knew that that Bilbo had so much more to him than just sitting around drinking tea. He knew that he was made for greater things. And God, the creator of the world, He calls us because he truly knows who we are. He calls us beloved son, beloved daughter. He is for us. And unlike Bilbo, when we actually step out, either to follow Jesus for the first time, or publicly like all of those who got baptized, or if we choose to step out of our comfortable zone to follow, when we step out into the unknown, Jesus gives us everything that we need. Because God is passionate about us, because he longs for us to fully know his love, because his love changes us and it changes everything. In Romans 8, after it says we've been called for a purpose, it goes on to say, "What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us." Jesus Christ is interceding for us. He is praying for us. He is talking to God about us. That is amazing because it means that when we're in trouble, Jesus is praying for us. We are not alone. And as we say yes to Jesus, as we say, "Take my life fully," he calls us into being fully alive and fully loved. And yes, it seems really scary to give up all that is comfortable because we don't know where it will take us. And we may even fear it would take us to death. But if we don't step out, then we actually miss out on fully living because we're scared. I read this quote this week from a woman called Cara Tippett. She's a mother of four, and this week she actually died from cancer. And she chose to live courageously throughout her cancer and through her chemo. And she said yes to Jesus at every single turn. And she wrote a blog sort of documenting her life, her family's life, and it was called Mundane Faithfulness. And through her blog, her challenge, her courage has impacted and challenged thousands of people because she chose to live a different way. And she said, "Dying doesn't have to be a tragedy if we have avoided the tragedy of living for the wrong things." Just read it again. "Dying doesn't have to be a tragedy if we have avoided the tragedy of living for the wrong things." So today we have a choice. What do we live for? Who do we live for? See, the thing is, by choosing to say yes to Jesus, it really is a win-win situation. Because as we lay down our life, we lay it down to the one who created us. We lay it down to the one who knows us and knows exactly what's best for us. And whatever happens, we will never be separated from him or his love. His love, which is so strong, it brought Jesus back from the dead. So today, to all of you who've been baptized and have chosen to lay down your lives and choose, and have said we choose to die to the things of ourselves and to choose Jesus. Today there may be some people who have maybe never had the chance to follow Jesus, or maybe you have never chosen to follow Jesus. Today is your day. You can choose to say sorry for all the things of the past. You can accept forgiveness, and you can start a new adventure with Jesus. You could probably even get baptized if you want it. And then today there may be some people who, although you've known Jesus, maybe you know there's something in you that you've been holding back. You've been holding back from fully laying down your life and to stepping out in an adventure. And today is an opportunity to do that. And whatever happens, as we step out, we will never ever be alone. So Romans 8 ends by saying, "Knowing all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Amen. It's the worship team is just going to come up, and we just anyone, there's an opportunity for anyone or everyone who's been baptized today. We'd love to pray for you and bless you and stand with you on your journey and say, go for it. So if you would like to be prayed for, we'd love that. There are going to be people over here to pray for you. But also, if there's anyone today who says, you know what, I want to choose to follow Jesus for the first time today, please come over. Or you can even say it yourself, but if you want to come over and have someone pray with you, we'd love to do that. And then for anyone who wants to stand and say, I want to step out, I want to choose to take risks, come over, come and be prayed for, ask someone to pray with you. But just as the worship team come up I'm just gonna pray a prayer over us. And if you want to receive this, boldness from the Holy Spirit, you can just close your eyes and open your hands and say yes to Jesus. So Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are good. You are for us. We are your beloved sons and daughters. So Holy Spirit, I want to ask for a release of your presence right now. I ask for a release of your power over every one of us today, that we could receive your power, your strength, your love, the power which raised Jesus from the dead. We ask that you would come and fill us, that we could say yes to you, whatever it costs. In Jesus' name, amen.